I printed off the press release y'all published this week. It was a follow-up to your annual Farm Bureau conference. It sets the one of the things that's accomplished in the annual meeting is y'all have the priority set for 22 for the next year. And it was broken down into seven different categories. There were some interesting ones on there. You know, water's always a big one. The hydropower was a one that I really kind of focused on because I think there's a lot of interesting things that are coming down the line and hydropower. We've got, right. You know, the electricity generation that we have in dams, but the amount of technology that's going into what they call wave energy power, you know, ocean driven, that some of the turbines that they have, that these boats, and they drop these big propellers into the water, and as the tides come in and out and they spin the turbines and it creates right. Electricity, I'm looking at that and I'm like, how many canals do we have that constantly move water? How easy would it be to drop some of those hydro propellers into the canals that could generate its own electricity to pump itself to the next station?
We need to put you on one of those committee meetings so that we can. They're actually talking about things that we kind of had shelved because of the expense and cost of using that technology. But we're, and it's not just Arizona Farm Bureau, but I mean, it's everybody. There's this collaborative effort to look at everything to try to maximize our opportunities with water. Yeah. And it's a very important issue. So that's why we list our priority issues. That's, by the way, up on our blog on azfb.org or just Google Arizona Farm Bureau. But I had a final question for Cammie. What's next in the industry as it relates to growing fruits and vegetables or specifically leafy greens?
Well, as in the Arizona LGMA, I think what's next is we're really, we continue to just go and look at each one of our sections in our practices, and really we open it up for open comment in a public setting, and then industry can comment, universities can comment, all the scientists, researchers that are working on things, and then we come up with, you know, the best practices again. So we're really just continue to go down each one of those sections and analyze them and make sure that they're the most up-to-date practices that we can present. And then we just continue to expand our training programs and resources and update those. And it's something that even if you're not growing Arizona or lettuce or leafy greens, you're growing watermelons or you're growing broccoli or you're in Iowa and you're growing corn. These are training resources that other growers can utilize. Excuse me. And they can we can ship them to you and they're in flip charts and you can go through and train your employees. And all of that is updated to the produce safety rules. So even if you're not a member of the marketing agreement and you are subject to the produce safety rule by the FDA, then that's something that you can use in your company to train your employees.
Insider information here. I even heard the federal government looked at a lot of the protocols, your safety procedures here in Arizona, because we have a very robust and constantly, to your point, self-evaluating process to make sure we keep improving as we go forward.
Yeah, there was a lot of regulators that were collaborating with industry and looking at the marketing agreement in Arizona and California and using that as, you know, a tool, I guess, to write the produce safety rule as well. So there's a lot of, when the produce safety rule came out, a lot of the growers that were in the leafy green were already in compliance. There was a couple things that we had to tweak. And now the FDA is they have a new comment period for water that's finally come out. So we're looking at that and making any adjustments we need. But yeah, I think our industry is ready for the future, and we're working with researchers and making sure that we provide the safest product to our consumers at the end of the day. That's really what's important to us.
Thank you, because I want to keep eating my leafy greens.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that are grown.
Romy wants his three or four in a year. He wants to keep eating those. So.
And especially the ones that are grown here in Arizona.
And a word of caution, you know, when you're talking about the federal government coming and looking to you for safety, you know, in medieval times, that was the taste tester.
Right. That's so a good point.
So be careful on what opportunity you're presented with.
Right. Good point.
The designated servant to the king, who always had to drink the cup before the king did and test what was on his plate before he ate it.
And they'd just sit around and see if he started having a spasm, and then, oh, okay, well, we won't eat that one.
Safe to do.
To support the local Farm Bureau, aside from, you know, being cognizant of what you're buying at the grocery store and finding those local products that we talk about every month, you can also sign up at farmbureau.org for an annual membership. $60.
Yep, $60, and it's once a year, and it's well worth it. We provide a lot of resources, including who are some of your local farmers and ranchers, and we have fun. It's all in the family at Arizona Farm Bureau. All in the family. We have fun with it.
No, there's a lot of great benefits that, you know, not only for farmers, but everyday consumers. Sanderson Ford, if you're a Farm Bureau member, it's $500 off your vehicle.
Right.
Immediately. The list of benefits that are on there, y'all put together, are very nice.
The reality of
$60 a year,
yes,
should save you at least $600 if you're paying attention.
We have 25,000 members, actually over 25,000 members. The majority of them are non-agriculture members. Of the farmers and ranchers that are members, like CAMI and Russo Farming Company, it's only about 2,700, but 25,000 members in the Arizona Farm Bureau family.
Thanks for supporting the Farm Bureau. That's great.
And you can go to fillyourplate.org for that's the Farm Bureau put out to connect you with local farms, ranches, in your community, along with a lot of great recipes on how to prepare those meals.
Thank you, Romy.